Because Robin, Alexis, y'all know Robin. Robin might join me, but Robin doesn't know if she's available or not, so she might not. But at any rate, it's going to be a behavior training and healing Sunday, one way or the other.
That's cute. She's really not sure if she can make it or not.
Well, if she might be in California.
I understand. I'm just saying, scheduling-wise.
Yeah.
Came out.
So right. Well, and that seems to be the plan.
I know,
that,
right?
That seems to be par for the course. We don't know what's up. So how can we tell you what's up? But anyway, Scotty and I will be here, and hopefully Benny will be home in bed where he belongs, or he may be.
Or I could be here
he
too.
He may be changing baby diapers by then. We don't know. Well, see, and now Benny,
right?
You're a part of the Animal World family, and we know your baby's ready to hatch any moment.
Any moment.
You are going to have to keep us informed.
I will.
And let us know, so whether you just call us or whatever, but you just, and Scotty.
I'm on the way to the hospital right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, so you have to keep us informed. Yeah, all right. We want to know. So,
yeah, forget my parents and her parents.
No,
we're
you
calling
call
the
us,
show.
Call Animal World.
It's priority. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, we have to know these things.
Martha said.
So anyway, I'll be here next week, and it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. But if you guys don't call with behavior training and healing calls, you know, so if your dog drags you around the block and pulls on the leash or barks too much or bites the neighbor, your cat won't pee in the box and scratches the furniture, whatever's going on, you call me, I'm going to help you, and I'm free on the radio. I'm also good. I'm cheap if you see me in person, but I'm free on the radio. So anyway, and hopefully line up your phone calls, tell your friends, be here next week, because Scotty might get awful bored if I have to talk to him for 3 hours. Of course, he does need some education about animals, so it might be Educate Scotty Day next week. So anyway, there you go. So that wraps up current events, and boy, that closes out this hour. So we'll just keep Dr. Mike on hold. We're going to play you, since it's so cold, and provided Benny can find it, we'll play you my winter tip to tell you how to keep your animal friends safe in this cold weather. And remember that water freezes when it's this temperature, so you have to make sure they have fresh drinking water if they're outside, and don't rely on an outdoor water supply that's frozen. So there you go. Listen to my tip, and then we'll be back with another hour with Dr. Mike, and we'd love to hear from you. We've got another copy of Ann Martin's book, and by the way, congratulations, Vicki, won our first copy. We'll give him another one next hour, so stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
With Animal World's fall and winter tips for you and your animal friends. With the obvious change in our weather, getting colder and wetter, there are several things that pop into my mind that are important for you to think about related to your animal companions. The first is house training. There can be related problems at this time of year with both dogs and cats. Let's start with dogs. Many do not like to go outside in the rain or when it's cold. And do you really blame them? We don't like it much either. The biggest problem is usually the small breeds, younger pups and older dogs, particularly the spoiled and lazy models. But weather-sensitive dogs can be any breed, small or large, and they can even be created by their owners. Remember, dogs are monkey-see, monkey-doers, and they tend to copy our behavior. So if you're raising and educating a puppy in the house training department, most of you probably don't mind going outside with the pup to supervise and praise the good behavior when the weather is nice. But when the weather's bad, most of you are either very unhappy during the outing, or you don't go out at all and make the dog go out all by himself. Herein lies the problem. Dogs pick up and sense even subtle feelings from their people, and they may begin to associate going out in the rain or cold with bad feelings and not want to do it. If you make them go alone, they may not go all the way out in the yard. They'll hold it to deposit indoors when they come back inside. So think about this. When the weather is good, you go out with the dog feeling happy and saying something like, "Oh boy, outside, let's go outside," and then go potty. Good go potty, good go potty. This is great, and the dog or pup learns to like going outside. But if the weather's bad and you have an attitude change, get grumpy, and on the way outside, grumble something like, oh, yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I don't want to go outside, I hate this, come on, bozo, outside, go potty. Even if you're only thinking this, pretty soon, when the weather is bad, your dog will be thinking, yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I hate this, I don't want to go outside. And you will have created the problem. Now, this is easy to avoid. Keep this in mind when raising puppies or working with sensitive dogs. You can convince most dogs of anything if you have the right sales pitch. So the yuckier the weather is, the jollier you must be. Oh boy, bozo, it's raining. Oh boy, let's go outside. Oh boy, oh boy. And act like you're going to the party of the year. You can even add a tasty little food reward. It must be given on the spot outside. This can make it even more positive. With medium to large breeds, this is usually only necessary during the house training process. Once the dogs get it, it sticks. But with small breeds and sensitive models, you may need to do a refresher course of outside and jollies in bad weather, and during the fall as the weather changes, to avoid a relapse in house training manners. Elderly and or invalid dogs may require this on a consistent basis. With all dogs, I think it just makes sense to have a wonderful dry-off and warm-up ritual after outings in the rain. Give them something to look forward to. And for seriously rain-sensitive dogs, they make doggy raincoats. Some even come with built-in hoods or umbrellas. Make a canine fashion statement in your neighborhood. And remember to tell your dog friend how fabulous they look. Now, let's talk about cats. They can be weather-sensitive also. Indoor-only models, not a problem. But indoor-outdoor models can have a problem, especially if you're used to a cat that always goes to the bathroom outside. The time may come when the weather is just too bad for them to be willing to go outside. So just in case, maintain an indoor cat box for emergencies. Also, cats that go through cat doors to boxes in garages or basements may not want to use them if it's too cold. Lastly, keep in mind that if your cat friend is older or has developed physical problems, they may feel too vulnerable to go outside, and an indoor cat box may be necessary. Next on my list is a reminder. If you are going to winterize your own car, please remember that antifreeze is extremely toxic and deadly for our animal friends, and it is also extremely attractive to them because it tastes very sweet. So be very careful with it, or better yet, use the non-toxic safe antifreeze. Another general tip, as the weather gets colder, if your animals spend extended periods of time outdoors, make sure they have dry and reasonably warm shelter and fresh, clean water, especially when temperatures drop below freezing. And dogs need regular exercise, even when it's cold or wet. Heck, so do we, so keep it up. Another interesting fact about this time of year is that all bodies, animals as well as humans, need more balanced omega fatty acids during cold weather to maintain good skin and hair coats. The easiest way to be sure your animal friends are getting enough is to add the Missing Link supplement by Designing Health to their food. The need for increased omega 3 and 6 oils in their diet increases even more as we turn the heat on in our houses because this can dry out their hair and skin. So avoid winter skin and coat problems with the Missing Link. Now, the last thing on my list is one of the most important, fleas. Even if your animals have been flea-free this summer, it's still important to pay attention now. As the weather gets colder, so do the fleas. Once the outdoor temperature drops consistently below 50 degrees, they cannot survive, so they'll be looking for a ride indoors. You'll need to prepare so they don't infest your home. If you have a problem with fleas this year and you want to get rid of them, now is the time to get serious. In either case, what you need to do is pretty simple. The best way to prevent an infestation from getting started or to eliminate an ongoing one is a safe, natural product called Fleego. Fleego is a powder that you sprinkle into the carpets and animals' bedding. It dehydrates fleas and their larvae, and it really worked. It's what I use to nip fleas in the bud in my environment. You can pick it up at almost any pet store, and fleas or not, keep Fleego on hand just in case like I do. Now, if you've got a current flea problem, once the Fleego is down, bathe and or spray your dogs and cats. You can get safe, natural sprays these days, then flea comb regularly until you're sure they are gone. And keep listening to Animal World because next spring I'll tell you what to do so you don't have a flea problem next year. Well, that takes care of my list for now, but stay tuned because Animal World will be right back.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our New Year's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And I just want to say official thank you to the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs and Mike Spalla, and that, of course, is their rendition of Auld Lang Syne. And this, of course, being our New Year's edition of Animal World, we will have to put the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs back in their respective crates and kennels for another year.
Boo!
Yeah, bummer. And if we have time, we'll play it once more before we end the show. Otherwise, and then it's bye-bye to the holiday Jingle Cats movie. What are you cheering for now?
Because I'm happy.
You goofball.
Actually, you'd be surprised. I play quite a few of these clips for my shows on the station.
Yeah.
For when we have, you know, animal, you know, I guess,
behavioralism. So you
behavioralism.
Steal my music.
No,
is
I'm
that
borrowing
what
it for clips. I don't play it in its entirety.
You lifted it for
I may have lifted a couple tracks.
See, I have permission from him.
So do I.
You do not.
Up to 30 seconds I do.
Well, no. Yeah, but it's he gave them to me.
That's fine. I burned them from you.
Although I have to say, you see, all right, you admitted it. He swiped them from me.
Wait, I'm going to dump that.
You kleptomaniac. Jeez. But, you know, I was telling Scotty, because last week was our Christmas show, and, you know, we always sing on the Animal World Christmas show,
yeah.
And we have the animal, the Christmas carols that, and my favorite being Winter Wonderland, that is written by the perspective of the dog.
Uh-huh.
You know, because he's marking up his winter, you know.
Literally.
Yeah.
His winter wonderland.
Yeah, what is it? Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? The snow is a-glistening. It's yellow, not white, because I've been there tonight marking up my winter wonderland. That's
perfect.
The song.
Perfect. Right. See? Look at that.
Last week was no different because Kim wouldn't sing and Gary wouldn't sing, but Scotty sang with me. So we sang are the tunes. Now, I'm remembering a number of years ago, same scenario. Kim was here, Gary was here, and Sandy was here. None of them would sing with me. But you happened to be floating around the studio.
Yeah, you know.
And you came in and sang the Christmas carols with me because you have a really good voice.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just like to harmonize and jump in when I can. I'm a big karaoke fan.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah,
well,
sure.
I remember you singing. Well, but I got to tell you, that we were so good, Scotty and I were so good, we actually got requests to sing them again.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Kim and Gary were pretty blown away. They were pretty unhappy with that, but we got requests.
See, it's really more fun than you know.
So anyway, it's Vet Sunday today. Dr. Mike Saluski from Hindsight Veterinary Care is with us. Say, Dr. Mike, are you there?
I am here.
Just be glad you weren't here last week or you would have been singing Christmas carols with us.
Oh, you think so, huh?
See, he wouldn't have sung either, Benny.
I think we could get him to.
All right.
Only to keep the listeners.
All right. Dr. Mike Saluski is here. We are taking your phone calls. It is Vet Sunday. Now, we would love to hear from you. We have one more copy of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For, available to the first person that calls in with a question that wants it. Oh, now, did you give it? Did Pat? No. Okay, so we still have it. And so if you would like a copy of Food Pets Die For by Ann Martin, give us a call. And if you have an animal medical care question for Dr. Mike, we'd love to hear from you. Local number, 425-373-5555. 425-373-5527. Now, let me warn you, because this seems to happen, Dr. Mike, our listeners don't tend to get up and be awake enough to use the phone until the third hour of the show, and then in the last 20 minutes, the phones go nuts. So we have open, there you go, good job. We have open phone lines now, and we'd love to hear from you. And if you would like to chat with Dr. Mike, call in early enough that we have time to speak with you. Okay. Patty, you're next. We'll get you in just a moment. Let me give you the phone numbers one more time, 425-373-5527, toll-free 888-298-5569. We're going to go right to the phones, Dr. Mike, so let's see. Let's start off in Seattle with Patty. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Mike Saluski.
Hi there. Good morning. I listened to the show, but I missed part of it because my phone rang.
So, well, honey, anyway, today we missed part of it, too.
Yeah, right.
Because, I don't know, did you not hear the first part of the show, Patty?
I didn't hear the first part of the show, no.
Well, we couldn't get in.
Oh, dear.
We got locked out, and then Gary's not here, and then Valerie, who's supposed to be here, is not here. I had to call Benny and get him out of bed. And we went on the air 20 minutes late or something.
Oh, my. Well, no. I missed all of that.
Well, see, so you're not the only one, honey.
Okay, well, all right. Well, Happy New Year to everybody. I do want to talk to the doctor, but I also wonder if I could put in my request for the food pets die for.
Oh, okay. Scotty, are you listening? Well, I'll tell you what. We'll give you one way or the other. Because if he's giving it away to somebody else on the phone right now.
Oh, and that could be. Okay.
Don't worry, because I'll just twist the publisher's arm, and we'll make sure we get one for you, too. So, Patty, when we end this call, if Benny's on target, he'll put you on hold for Scotty to pick up again.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So what do you want to know from Dr. Mike?
I just wanted to say that I have two of my dogs. I take for acupuncture and one I take for chiropractor. And I never even thought to ask the vet how long I would have to do that. And like I say, I think you talked about it, but I missed it. The one with the acupuncture, I just started bringing a couple of months ago.
Yeah, what kind of dog is that one?
He is a Cocker Shih Tzu mix.
Cocker Shih Tzu, and how old?
And he's 10.
10, and why? What's he getting acupuncture for?
Well, he about a year ago, he hurt his. He just had some sort of a back spasm, so I rushed him to the vet, and it got taken care of. And then this year, I noticed something happened again, so I decided that maybe I should take him for acupuncture or to the same vet. So she suggested the acupuncture, and he loves it.
Yeah, sure.
So what would you like to know from Dr. Mike?
So I just kind of wanted to know about how long that treatment how long we'll be doing that.
Well, that's a good question. You know, and I hate to say, but it does kind of depend. And it depends on what may have caused that initial spasm. And so, for instance, if you've got a bit of a disc prolapsing in the back that might be creating that spasm, that disc may not go away. And so it may be that you could go for a while, and then he sleeps wrong or turns wrong, and it might instigate that spasm. You'll have to do treatment. In cases like that, what I will typically do is start spreading out the time between treatments and see how long it goes. And say you get to 2 or 3 months and you haven't had a spasm and it's going well, a lot of times at that point I'll just be like, well, let's go ahead and just take a wait-and-see attitude and see what happens. He may be fine until, say, he jumps off the couch and lands wrong and twists something and needs some treatment again, and then you correct, you know, that part of the problem, and then just go back to sort of the wait and see again. So it's hard to say. You know, I do have some dogs that have chronic back problems that I see very routinely, you know, once a month or so. So I guess what I would say is, you know, try that approach of taking an extra week or 2 weeks between treatments and see how far you can spread it out without, you know, causing any discomfort.
Okay. She also fixed some sort of a powder, and she said his pulses seem to be much better than they were previously.
Excellent.
So that's working for him.
Well, now, let's ask Dr. Mike, Patty. When you said she checked the pulses,
yeah,
Dr. Mike, why would a vet do that?
Well, because she's doing Chinese medicine.
I wondered if that wasn't it.
Uh-huh.
Right, and the pulse examination in Chinese medicine is very important, and especially when you've got pain, once you start clearing, the way we think of it, is as an obstruction in the meridians, a blockage that's causing that pain, and it will affect the pulse in a negative way. And as you're resolving that stagnation or that blockage, the pulse starts to head back towards normal, and that's always a very good sign. And it may be an indication that you'll be able to start spreading out those treatments quite a bit further.
Okay. Yeah, Yeah, he seems really, really happy with it. And he jumped up on the chair. He was really anxious to have his next treatment. So I thought that was great. And then the other one, I have a Cocker Spaniel that I take to the same veterinarian for chiropractic treatment.
Old is the Cocker?
She's probably, these are all rescue dogs, and I think she's 7 1/2, maybe even 8. But at least
7 to 8 years, and she's getting chiropractic.
She came to me very, very abused, so she had issues, and so I eventually started bringing her to the chiropractor, and I think I've been taking her for, time gets away from me, but I know it's been over a year.
How frequently do you take her in?
I think this last time was 3 months.
Okay.
And
is there a specific problem the veterinary chiropractor is working on?
Yes, there is, and I think it's upper now. I think the lower was the original.
Upper spinal column?
Yes.
So like the cervical neck, the neck, or?
I think it's a little lower than the neck.
Okay. So what's your question for Dr. Mike?
So I just wanted to know how long, is it the same concept that we just keep doing it until just spreading it further and further apart as long as he seems to be okay?
Yeah, and that's a very typical. Again, with the chiropractic issues, I tend to find in most cases that once a problem has resolved, you can very commonly really take that wait and see approach. You know, if everything's looking good and feeling good, and say you go in for an adjustment and there's really not much to do, if things are moving well, there's not a lot of spasm, absolutely. You can just sort of say, well, I'll just take a wait and see approach, and if we get that problem come back, well, then it's time for another adjustment. Otherwise, it's kind of hard to put the body on a schedule.
Yeah.
And so if there's nothing to adjust, there's nothing to adjust, and if something crops up, then you'll see clinical signs with that.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll just kind of take the wait and see approach and hope for the best. But she has improved tremendously. Her walk is better. Her posture when she sits doesn't look like she's trying to avoid pain. So she's come a long way. But I know it's probably maybe a forever thing.
It may be, and the person to ask is probably the doctor that's working on it.
Right, right. I just thought since you were on the phone, I would just, I thought about it, I'd ask the question.
Oh, we'd love to have you call, Patty, and ask the questions, because, for everybody that calls and asks something, there's a bunch behind them at home that have the same kind of questions.
And also to let you know that they really enjoy these treatments.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because you sound like you've got rescue dogs, and it sounds like you've been doing this. So you can say that chiropractic and acupuncture is really helped your rescue dogs, huh?
Tremendously, yes. Yes, especially the chiropractor for the little girl who was so in so much pain.
And it sounds like they look forward to their treatments
now. Oh, they can hardly wait. Seriously, they love it. They love it. So I just kind of wanted to pass that from the animal's perspective, as far as I can tell, they're happy campers.
Well, we appreciate your call.
Okay.
Now, Patty, we're going to put you on hold, and Scotty did give away the other copy of Food Pets Die For, but I'll just twist Maureen at Newsphage Press's arm, and we'll get one for you too. So you hold on, and Scotty will pick you up, and we'll get you a copy of the book. Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World, and let's see. That leaves phone lines open for you folks. We did have Shauna. If you're still out there, I know you were on your way to work, but we could take you right away if you call in. At any rate, we've got open phone lines, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. And of course, you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. That's, of course, if Benny remembers to check emails.
Oh, yeah, I've been checking it for you.
Cool.
I'm on the ball.
Hey, that Gary, he's going to be in trouble. He's going to lose his job. And besides, especially if Dr. Mike tells any of the rest of our guests how. Now, Dr. Mike?
Yes.
You've done the show, and you've done the show by phone before, right?
Yeah, once. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, did Gary ever check in with you when you were on the phone?
No, he abandoned me.
Right. Oh, but see, Benny's been talking to you all the time, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you must be pretty special because Benny were getting to know each other pretty well. I'm finding out a lot about Benny just hearing him talk to Dr. Mike.
Well,
did you know him and his girlfriend have the same birthday?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Well, I know, but everybody else didn't. But we know that now. And they laughed about it when they first met.
Yeah.
He had to show her his driver's license.
Yeah, she didn't believe me.
She didn't believe you.
Didn't believe me.
But she's a little younger than you. We decided he's robbed the cradle.
Hey! Take it easy.
And, well, that's what you get. You get twins,
yeah,
see?
That's true.
That's what you get.
Yeah,
you rob the cradle, you get twins.
You're absolutely right, 100%.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, now, before we do anything else, Dr. Mike, I want to remember, because the last time you were on, we just ran out of time and didn't have a chance to talk to you about this. But you not only wear your veterinary hat, you have another hat these days, and that would be, of course, the dark author of Murder Mystery. I can't.
I wish I had some music queued up for that. That's perfect. Like dun 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 dun.
Well, it is, and you should see his book. His book is ooh, Barn Politics. Oh, isn't there a website, Dr. Mike, that has the cover of the book on it?
Black Walnut. Publishing.com.
Go to blackwalnutpublishing.com, Benny, and you can see, because I was doing a talk, I think, at Northwest School of Animal Massage, and Dr. Mike was also speaking that day, and he ran in, I had no idea, but he ran in to give me a copy of his book, and I picked up the book and looked at the cover, and I just got the creeps, because it's a really a dark color, it's doo-doo-doo-doo energy, and that's what, have you got it up there?
I'm on Barn Politics.
Yeah.
And Philip Marshall, I'm looking for some other stuff on here.
Well, oh, that's right. I forgot. He doesn't write under Dr. Mike Salewski.
Is the cat out of the bag now?
Well, because he's real honest about that.
That's good.
So what is your publishing name, Dr. Mike?
Philip Marshall.
Philip Marshall. And I know, and you picked that name for a specific reason, right?
Yeah, basically, it's sort of the Greek translation of Philip is horse lover, and Marshall is Germanic, and it sort of roughly translates into horse servant. So I just threw those two together and thought, well, that works.
So Peter Marshall, Dr. Philip. Mike Salewski.
Philip Marshall.
Philip.
He has nice hair on the picture, by the way.
Oh, he has got
good. He knows it, too. It's a really good picture. You know?
He's got great hair.
Have you seen it? Spinning around on you.
Yeah, he's got great...
Look at that.
Yeah, and that's what he looks
like. That's a good-looking mug there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he looks like. Now, see, that's the cover of the book.
Yeah.
And, folks, if you want to follow us at home, if you don't know, it's blackwalnutpublishing.com.
Yeah.
And that's the page we're on, and we're looking at a picture of Dr. Mike. Oh, you know what? He's good-looking, isn't he?
He's not too shabby.
Yeah, and he's got great hair. I'll tell you,
those are silver highlights. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
There's no gray in there.
No, I said great.
Oh,
hair.
Great. Sorry.
Hair.
Sorry.
Great hair. And he's kind of like Adonis looking guy. You know, yeah. And I'll take. But he's been my friend and my vet for probably at least 15 years now, Mike. Huh?
Sure. Yeah, you bet.
Well, and I got to tell you, back in the day when he was up here and seeing clients on a regular basis up in this area, and I would send him referrals from my practice, you know, animal behavior therapy and stuff, when a dog, you know, needed chiropractic or acupuncture or Chinese, I'd send him there. Well, my clients started yelling at me because the women. Because they'd get back from seeing him, they'd call me up and they'd say, "Why didn't you tell me he's so good looking? I wouldn't have worn my sweats." And I say, "He's happily married, you know, having kids, everything's cool. Just forget it." And so I actually had started to have to warn my clients. Now look, he's very good looking. Don't wear your sweats, or you're going to call and yell.
He's blushing right now. I can feel it.
Yeah. So anyway, if you come to see Dr. Mike, don't wear your sweats or you'll yell at us. So have we sufficiently embarrassed you now, Mike?
Yeah, pretty much. I'd say I was...
Anyway,
he's back to vet medicine or writing now.
Right.
Well, you see, so there's help for the human, too, because you can get your animal treated with Chinese medicine and chiropractic, and you can just feel good because you can sit there and look at Dr. Mike. So there you go. I think that's pretty special. But now you got to make a trek because you got to go. Sumner is the closest you come to our area anymore, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And we might as well give out that information. Sumner Veterinary Hospital, 253-863-2258, for anybody that's interested. Now, let's go back to blackwalnutpublishing.com if you want to know about Dr. Mike's first book and Barn Politics and get, who do you think the main character is, Benny?
You?
I'm just joking.
You should write a book about Martha.
Well, I'm going to write lots of books.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
I want to be in your book.
He writes about a veterinarian.
Well, there, oh.
Duh.
No.
See, okay.
Look at that.
And, you know, Barn Politics, you know, a veterinarian.
A little play on words there?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But I read the book, and oh, my God. I had to say, where did that come from? I mean, it's a pretty dark murder mystery.
Well, that's, you know, murder mysteries. Usually are there. You know.
Yeah, when do you ever see a happy murder mystery?
Well, now, so, and the first book, of course, was great, and that book is available. How do people get a hold of this Barn Politics? Order it through the website?
Or Amazon.
Or Amazon.com?
Yep.
Okay, so Barn Politics, and I don't think I'm giving anything away in that the book ended, the veterinarian is still with us. But kind of goes off in the sunset, sort of thing. So,
yeah.
So is Philip Marshall have another? Is there a Barn Politics 2 or a sequel? Or are you doing any writing? What's Philip Marshall
politics,
doing these days?
Doghouse Politics or something?
Doghouse Politics.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. You know, and I do have a sequel in the works, but it has kind of been put on the back burner this last year, especially. I've been finishing up. An herbal textbook called Veterinary Applications of Chinese Herbal Formulas.
Ooh.
And that is going to come out this year, probably about mid-year. And I was just going to get back into the fiction, and then a publisher in Britain called me and is talking to me about putting together an equine chiropractic book. So we'll see, you know, how that goes. If that's the case, I'll probably be busy with that until summertime as well, too. So Jordan Pascal, the veterinarian, is on hold right now while I take care of this other stuff.
Okay, so, but eventually there will be a sequel.
I hope so.
Okay, cool. And the herbal handbook you were talking about sounds like that's a book you're writing for other veterinarians?
Yeah, it's with my co-author. Dr. Beebe in California, and it's really not much of a layperson book because it's pretty heady and pretty massive, actually, but it's very technical as far as Chinese herbal formulas and how they apply to the veterinary species.
But that sounds to me like something that's very needed because could be a toe in the water for a lot of veterinarians that would to get started with this kind of stuff, huh?
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's a lot of good books out there that describe what the Chinese formulas do, but not a lot that really go into it as it pertains to veterinary medicine. And so I think it will be a pretty helpful text, not only for practitioners like myself that use the Chinese formulas, but even for veterinarians that maybe want to know, what is behind these formulas, how they react in the body from a pharmacological standpoint, and how we use them, and what the possible side effects might be, what drugs you may not want to combine them with, that type of thing.
Okay, let's see. I got distracted there, Dr. Mike. And we apparently have, again, we have live radio going on behind the scenes here. And what, is it? It's Gary calling? Okay, so Gary's probably, I better
you
fill
you
in.
Do you want to bring him on?
Should we?
Should we scold him on the air live?
He's probably, let's fill everybody in first.
Oh, okay,
because he's probably panicked. Right. Because when I got here, we couldn't get in. There's no Valerie. There's no nobody. I called Gary and left him a message to say, did you actually talk to Valerie? So he's probably panicked, wondering what's going on.
He is, but you know, like most people, you know, I get the call, and I have to save the day. So, I mean, that's just what I do.
What on earth?
Can I not hype myself up right now?
Yeah, Gary, Benny saved the day. So, hey, Gary.
Hello?
Hello?
I wasn't expecting to be on the air.
Well, right. I know you weren't, but we did that on purpose. So how the heck are you and where the heck are you?
I'm in a rental parking garage in L.A., at LAX.
So did you ever talk to Valerie?
Well, I talked to Eric Burris. He's the one that...
It's Eric's fault.
Now we're going to push it back on our management.
Oh, that's it. No, I didn't get it.
I'm just following station procedure, that's all.
Protocol.
I see. Well, I didn't get Eric Burris out of bed. I got Eric Crema out of bed, but I didn't get Eric Burris out of bed. So maybe we owe him a call. Now, do you need to have a private conversation with Benny? Do we need to put you on hold? Or?
Yes, I would like to talk to Benny for a couple of minutes.
All right, well, we'll put you on hold and let you have a private conversation. But you know what? You're in the doghouse, buddy.
That's fine.
Hey, and by the way, did you watch the Holiday Bowl?
No.
Well, the Huskies won. They beat Nebraska. Did you hear that? We beat Nebraska, Gary. We beat Nebraska in a bowl game by a pretty substantial score.
I vaguely know what you're talking about, but I really don't. It sounds Holiday Bowl. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I would say about this?
What, Mike? This is Dr. Mike, Gary.
I mean, if somebody actually less compassionate than me might say that Gary cooged it this morning, but I would never.
Good job, Dr. Mike.
I would never do that.
We have a new, Scotty, we have a new mess-up phrase. Ye cooged it. He cooged it big time.
Actually, that's a word in the Urban Dictionary if you've ever found
it. Is?
I've got it at my desk. I'll go grab it for you.
Oh, that's
true. Yeah, someone's actually termed it as cooging it.
All right. Well, we're going to be using the heck out of that from now on. All right. Well, you put Gary on hold and talk to him.
On hold. Yeah, yeah.
And I'll chat with Dr. Mike. And folks, if you are interested in talking to Dr. Mike and keeping us on track here on Vet Sunday, you can give us a call. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Well, oh man, Dr. Mike, what a day this has been. And so now we know the truth. Gary didn't really ever talk to Valerie. That would be the problem. Oh man. So I think we finished out with the herbal handbook is going to be for veterinarians. And will you let us know when that's available so we can start spreading the word? So hopefully a lot of vets in this area pick it up and can start dabbling in Chinese herbs and so forth.
Yeah, it's at the publisher now. They're just going through some final editing stuff.
Well, that's cool. Now, is it written in such a way that I'm not a veterinarian and I wouldn't be practicing Chinese medicine and using the herbs, but would I benefit from reading the book?
You know, it's really pretty much geared towards people that have some pretty good foundation in Chinese medicine theory. And knowledge. I mean, I think it would be interesting. I don't know how much, how much benefit as far as applications you get out of it. Because even some doctors that sort of dabble in Chinese medicine would have a tough time in some of the complexities of it. So it really is more of a textbook, more of an advanced textbook than anything else.
Okay. All right. All righty. Benny has just reminded me that we do have advertisers and sponsors to take care of one more time before the show is up. So, Dr. Mike, we're putting you back on hold. Benny will babysit you better than Gary. Gary, is Gary still on the line? Is he listening?
He's giving some instructions to our another producer who's just walked in.
Oh, so he can't hear us?
No.
Bummer.
I know, too bad.
Because if you could hear, I see. All right. Well, we will take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and we're back. If you've got a vet question for Dr. Mike, get on the line right now, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Check out their website, Jones & Company Pets.com. Find out everything that's on sale. You'll find out it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. And when you get there, be sure and sign up for their preferred customer club, because you get a little card. It keeps track of what you spend and buy. You get discounts along the way and free food, dry and canned. Oh, boy. So check them out. You can give them Jones & Company Pets. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets. Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Hi, this is Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle. We're a forum for women and the men who love us, who want to learn, grow, change their lives, and have some fun.
Join us now 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. to be inspired, educated, all with fun and love. Be sure to visit our website, chatwithwomen.com.
If you're interested in reaching thousands of women for sponsorship information, email us at info@chatwithwomen.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've known the good folks at Invisible Fence Northwest for more than 20 years now. And like me, they love helping people solve their pet-related problems. Their humane solutions can keep your animal friend from darting out the front door or safe within your yard. Keep pets off furniture and counters or out of bedrooms and kitchens. Their gentle training methods allow your animal friends to discover boundaries on their own terms. Go to InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENC. Tell them I sent you and you'll save $100. So call them for a free in-home evaluation and estimate today.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Dogs and cats can experience bad breath, gas, and intestinal discomfort even with a healthy diet. OptiGest is a complete formula of four plant-based enzymes and is the food for the healthy bacteria which supports the natural balance that can be upset by diet change, traveler separation, or the normal aging process. OptiGest has no inactive ingredients or fillers. OptiGest's natural formula supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Go to inclover.com/OptiGest for more information.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of our New Year's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And kudos to Benny Mathers saving the day and getting Animal World live on the air. We really appreciate you, Benny. Even though you're wearing a Washington State Cougars.
Just don't look at it. You can look past the shirt.
Disgusting.
Oh, really? It's just disgusting.
It's just as, right, well, that's because cool. Gary has left such a bad taste in her mouth.
I
but
will.
We now, all Dr. Right. Mike saved the day. He cooped it. Yeah, he's not going to ever hear the end of that one.
Uh-oh.
All right, Dr. Mike, it is Vet Sunday. Dr. Mike Salewski is here from Hindsight Veterinary Care in Oregon. He also works out of Sumner Veterinary Hospital in Sumner. Dr. Mike, one of our regular listeners, Loretta, called in. Says she has a black chow with a sty or pimple on her eyelid. She wanted to know if there was a medicine or something you could recommend for her to use, or should she take the dog to the vet?
I would probably take the dog in because, first of all, you may want to find out exactly what that is. There are some tumors that start on the eyelid that you want to get care of very quickly. Most of your topical anti-tumor formulas are pretty caustic, and you don't want that near the eye as well, too.
Mm.
So I think probably getting in and getting it checked out, and if it's small enough, it would be a pretty simple procedure to just go ahead and take that off. And then you've resolved the problem, and if you caught an early aggressive tumor, in the bud there, then you won't have to worry about that in the future, too. That would be my recommendation.
Now, would a tumor manifest as a pimple?
Well, tumors can look like all sorts of different things.
Because I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Now, this might gross you out, folks, but, I would tend to, being kind of the touchy-feely person I am, if it looked like my dog had a pimple on its eyelid, I'd probably tend to want to squish it. Is that a good or a bad thing to do?
Well, if the dog will let you, if it's got a core, and it is something simple like that, you might be able to take care of it that way. Some of those infections can, they don't require surgery. They do require some antibiotics, and some of them will require an actual removal. It's hard to say without seeing exactly what it looks like. But to give you a good example, I had a patient one time that everybody was going on the assumption that it had one of those lit granulomas on the foreleg.
Yeah.
So where they've got that open sore, and it turned out that it was a fibrosarcoma.
Oh.
And that's a very, very aggressive tumor. So sometimes getting these things checked out
is a good idea.
Yeah,
sounds like that's the case. All right, so Loretta, Dr. Mike's advice is have it checked out by the vet. We're going to go to Dolores here in just a moment, Benny, are you going to head out now?
No, I'm going to stay a couple more minutes.
Oh, okay.
We're good.
Okay. I just
can't get rid of me that quickly.
I can't thank you enough.
You're welcome.
Well, because see, now we got all the help in the world, because now Mike is here. Yay.
Hey, hi, Mike.
Hey, hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, Mike came in early. Well, because you got a live show now after Animal World.
We do.
So,
another one, I know.
So without, we're tap dancing. Gary cooged it. Did you hear, Mike? He cooged it today. Messed up the detail.
I have a theory.
Yeah?
And I don't think Gary's to blame.
Well,
but there's plenty of blame to go out for everybody. Not He's Benny, right. Of course. He's the man.
He's absolutely 100% right.
Yeah, okay. All right, we're going back to the phones then, and let's see. We're going to Seattle, and Dolores, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Mike Salewski.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. What a beautiful show you have.
Thank you, Dolores.
Yeah, I'm visiting my daughter here from the East, and we have a beautiful border collie. He's about 13 years old, and he's really in bad shape. He has a condition called caudia equina.
Caudia equina?
Yeah, Diaequina. It is like disc compression or something of the...
Well, let's ask, Dr. Mike sounded like you know what she's talking about, right?
Yeah.
Can you explain to us what she's talking about, Dr. Mike?
Sure. The cauda equina is the bundle of nerves that begin when the spinal cord ends. So the spinal cord actually ends in the low back, mm-hmm. and then from there it's this bundle of nerves, and it looks like a horsetail, and that's where the cauda equina, that's what it is.
That's it. Exactly it. And he's in terrible pain, and he's being treated with codeine, 3 milligrams, 3 times a day, and a non-steroidal pill 3 times a day. And he was incontinent, but now we've been watching, and we can get him up. But
he so he's on codeine and a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory.
Yeah. Now, I was wondering, do you have, like, herbs or something that would help the pain on this dog? Or
well, I'd sure be thinking chiropractic and acupuncture. I don't know, but what do you think, Dr. Mike?
Yeah, typically, probably not the chiropractic. In a dog that age with this syndrome, you probably have a great deal of arthritis and some bone spurs, and sometimes you can do some light manipulation, but if you get too aggressive, you can actually make things worse. Acupuncture, without question, and most likely a combination of acupuncture and herbs, but you probably would get quite a bit of relief by doing some acupuncture in a case like that. It's been my experience anyway.
Acupuncture should really help a dog with this cauda equina or whatever it is?
He's drugged up, and when it gets time for the pill, you know, he pants because he's in such pain.
Now, Dolores, is this dog here in Seattle with your daughter, or is it your dog back in the East Coast?
No, he's here in Seattle. He's like a son to the family. But my first impression was to put him out of his misery. But the vet said, well, as long as, you know, you can get the pills down him, which is no easy feat, then you can enjoy him longer. But this is, if there's some other method, this is... seems cool.
Well, now, Dolores, it certainly would be worth a shot at hooking up with a veterinarian that's good with acupuncture and Chinese herbs, because I bet they could help the dog. Now, Dr. Mike, would you continue the other medication until the acupuncture kicks in, or how would you do that?
Usually, that's what I like to do, because a lot of times when you start removing some of these high-powered pain relievers, cold turkey, you can get a rebound pain that's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you want to do is, at least the way I handle it, is that you start them on either the herbs, acupuncture, or both, and when you start seeing them improve, a lot of times what will happen is obviously you'll see that they're more comfortable. Sometimes because of the codeine, they'll actually start to maybe show increased drowsiness because the codeine is going to be affecting that part a little bit more. And then you start dropping that dose, and then you basically sort of shift away from the conventional medications and into the alternatives. And sometimes you wind up with a balance. But if you can get lower doses of those other medications and keep the majority of the control done with the acupuncture and stuff, then that's even better, I think.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful, Dolores. You might be able to wean the dog off the heavy drugs, and the acupuncture and maybe some Chinese herbs may do the job.
Yeah, so anyway, Dr. Mike is way over there in Portland, huh?
Well, he comes up to Sumner, so you could see him in Sumner.
Yeah, that's still kind of a hike from Seattle. You know, there's plenty of good acupuncturists in the Puget Sound area. I mean, certainly I'd be more than happy to, but there are people in Seattle and that general area that are closer that I'm sure could do a really good job.
Yeah, there are good vets in the Seattle area, Dolores, that do acupuncture and Chinese medicine.
Okay, so we should... I'm going to try to look into that.
Yeah, if not, you call me off the air, okay?
Oh, okay, because, I mean, this is not a situation where it's so hopeless that you have to put them down.
No, I deal with a lot of dogs in this age group with this problem, and you can usually come up with a good solution to manage the problem.
Oh.
Yeah. So you are definitely not at the end of the road with this dog, Dolores.
Oh, okay. That's what as I said, if we love this dog, we can't let him suffer like this. And like he's doped up when he the pain is gone because it's codeine and, you know. Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's get it. Let's get you hooked up with a good veterinarian that does Chinese medicine acupuncture, and then you can let us know. But I'll bet you that you get significant help for your dog. Okay.
That's great. And then maybe we might even figure a way to get up to Portland.
Down to Portland. Okay. Or down to Sumner anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Dolores. We got to run.
Okay.
Thanks for calling Animal World. All right, folks. Dr. Mike Salewski. Great veterinarian, alternative medicine, chiropractic and Chinese medicine, acupuncture and herbs. You can find him at hindsightveterinarycare.com. Hind, that's H-I-N-D, site, hindsightcare.com. You can email him, Dr. Mike, at hindsightcare.com. You can call him down in Oregon, and when we're done with the show, then you can call him because he won't be on the phone with us anymore. 503-508-5738. That's 503-508-5738. And if you want to arrange to see him at Sumner Veterinary Clinic or Veterinary Hospital. Now, you said the first and third Mondays of the month, Dr. Mike?
It depends on the month. It's every other.
Every other Monday at Sumner. And the Sumner Veterinary Hospital number is 253-863-2258. And if you're interested in Dr. Mike's book, it's called Barn Politics, and his pen name is Philip Marshall, horse lover and horse master. Philip Marshall, Barn Politics, Amazon.com, or BlackWalnutPublishing.com, right?
That's
correct. Hey, Dr. Mike, thank you so much for starting off the new year right with us here on Animal World. So appreciated, and appreciate you being flexible. And we'll look forward to our next visit with you.
Sounds terrific.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Mike. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Next week, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, Martha. Plan to call me. Tell everybody you know that has behavior problems when they're animals that I can help them, and I'm free on the air, and you need to call me next week. And Gary's not here. Gary, thanks a lot. You cooged it. Scotty, thank you. Benny, thank you for saving the day.
My pleasure.
And we're going to play you out with the Jingle Cats and Auld Lang Syne with for the last time until next year. Oh, and as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and thank you, Benny. Good luck with your twins, and we'll talk to you all next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.